The following broadcast comes to you from Holy Trinity Lutheran Church of New Prague, Minnesota, from the services of Sunday, May 13th, 2018, and is sponsored by Tom and Carla Klingfuss. Thank you for your sponsorship.
Applause for our worship band. We are very thankful for each of you leading us in worship this morning. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to worship at Holy Trinity on this beautiful spring morning. It's good to be together in the house of the Lord today. A special welcome to any of you who might be guests or visitors with us today. Our theme today is around Mother's Day, so we are going to be looking at different women of the Bible today, and I want to wish a happy Mother's Day to any of you who are mother figures in others' lives today, and we'll be talking about more as we go further in the service. And we'll open with our opening hymn. Invite you to join me with our Mother's Day litany found on the screens. This is the day the Lord has made.
We will rejoice and be glad in it.
To those who are pregnant with new life,
we anticipate with you and pray that God will knit together the child in your womb.
To those who gave birth this year to their first child, to those who lost a child this year, to those who experienced loss this year through miscarriage, failed adoptions, or accidents.
We mourn with you.
To those who walked the hard path of infertility, fraught with pokes, prods, tears, hopes that are dashed, and disappointment.
We walk with you. Pray us when we say foolish things. We don't mean to make this harder than it is.
To those who are moms, foster moms, mentor moms, and spiritual moms.
Thank you. We need you. We appreciate you.
To those who experienced abuse at the hands of your own mother.
We acknowledge your experience. We are sad with you. We hope for your healing.
To those who are caring for their mothers in the midst of medical needs.
God sustain you.
To those whose mother died this year or in years past. This Mother's Day, every day, we all walk together as the family of God. All are valued, all make a difference. For the mothers present and represented among us, we give extra thanksgiving today. Drawn together by the Spirit, we join with others as one family in worship, in prayer, in praise, in company. We come to worship God and to grow in faith together.
Let us love one another as God first loved us.
And now let us pray together. Join me, please. Risen Christ, there are moments in our lives when we fear your absence, We feel disappointed when we can't find you where we expect you to be. Just like you met Mary at the empty tomb with your reassurance, we ask you to meet us where we are. Remind us that you accompany us with your presence. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Old Testament reading is from Ruth, the first chapter. But Naomi said to her two daughter-in-laws, "Go back, each of you, to your mother's house. May the Lord deal kindly with you, as you have dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant that you may find security, each of you, in the house of your husband." Then she kissed them, and they wept aloud. They said to her, "No, we will return with you to your people." But Naomi said, "Turn back, my daughters. Why will you go with me? Do I still have sons in my womb that may become your husbands?" Then they wept aloud again. Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clung to her. So she said, "See, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her gods. Return after your sister-in-law." But Ruth said, "Do not press me to leave you or to turn back from following you. Where you go, I will go. Where you lodge, I shall lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die. There will I be buried. May the Lord do thus and so to me, and more as well, if even more death parts me from you." Here ends the reading.
Thanks be to God. Our gospel reading this morning comes from the book of John, the 20th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed, for as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes, but Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white, sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, I have seen the Lord. And she told them that he had said these things to her. Here ends our gospel reading. Thanks be to God. Well, I have a question for all of you this morning. I want to begin with a question. And that is, have you ever noticed that we call most priests father, but most do not have biological children of their own? Hold on to that thought. It was a few years ago after worship on Mother's Day when I was caught off guard by a woman of our church and something she said to me. Ben and I had been married about 6.5 years, give or take, and at that point we didn't have any children. And she herself, who was talking to me, was a single parent of 2 adopted children and was raising them beautifully. And it was after worship, after greeting most churchgoers, when she found me after lingering a while in the hallway. And she said this to me. She said, thank you for mothering in the church. I was pretty taken aback, I'll admit. How could she say that? I'm not a mother. Well, today I think about that particular story. I think about all the feelings that come with Mother's Day. And I think about that initial question, why is it that we comfortably call priests father, many of whom don't have biological children, without a problem, but I as a pastor had quite a shock or maybe even aversion to having the word mother used for me before I had children? Well, as we're gathered here for Mother's Day, I want to make a distinction today. Because I think sometimes we get this single image of what a perfect Christian mother looks like. And when we do that, we can quickly feel like we don't measure up. Maybe it's that you have kids that don't behave or have restraint, or maybe it's that you have marriage struggles and you wish that weren't so for your kids, or maybe it's grief or mental health that causes us to be more anxious or depressed parents than we wish we were. Or maybe it's something totally different. But I was thinking about this weekend. I thought back to a comment that one of the saints of our church made to me around Lent. If you were around Holy Trinity around Lent this past year, we had a Lent devotional, which had daily readings written by some of you in this room. And this saint told me that she was kind of sad as she read some of the devotionals written by some parents, and how they were reflecting on how they didn't feel like they were ever enough. And she said it was a common theme for people that were child-rearing age. And my response to her was, I can relate. There's a reason why the book Present Over Perfect is flying off Christian bookstore shelves right now. People are longing for that. But today I want to take just a few minutes to think about how this perfect Christian mother image compares to a few of our biblical mothers that we're going to look at. So I want you to just think with me. We're going to use our biblical imagination a little bit, or I'll tell you the stories if you don't know them. But let's start with the very first mother we have in the Bible. The very first mother we have. It's Eve, right? Eve is a woman. If you think about it, the very first mother, and she was a woman who never had the experience of having a mother herself. She never had a mom. She was parenting without ever being parented. And this woman who's credited for birthing all of creation, the mother of all living things, we call her sometimes, also had 2 children who did not get along. She had the experience of not having a mom herself, and then she had 2 children who could not get along. In fact, if she was in our day, she would have made headlines because her kids, right, one murdered the other. They were so angry. So I want to tell you today, if you have the experience of either not having a mom or parenting without being parented Or if you have the experience of parenting kids who don't get along sometimes, you're in good company with the mother of all living things, Eve. Or if we page a little later in Genesis, I want you to think about the next mom we might read about or talk about, and her name is Sarah. If you think about Sarah and her story, Sarah is a woman who knows pain of being a woman in a society that lifts up child rearing immensely, but she's barren. She can't have kids herself. In fact, eventually she gets so frustrated by the fact that she can't have kids and live up to this ideal that she actually goes to her husband and encourages him to have a child with another woman. So if you have experienced this morning of the pain of waiting or grieving or watching or trying to go to any length possible to have a child, including involving the help of someone else, you're in good company with Sarah, who is the mother of the Israelite nation. Or if we go a little bit further, I want you to think about a little later in the Bible when we look at the book of Exodus, and you think of that story of Moses, the hero who led the people from Egypt into freedom. You know the story. When Moses was born, it wasn't a very safe time. And so his own birth mother, to be able to raise him safely because of the threats, had to put him in a basket in the river. And he was found by the Pharaoh's daughter, who took him in and raised him herself. So if you have experience of either foster care or teaching and caring for children that aren't your own, you're in good company with the woman who raised Moses. Or you're in good company with Moses' mom if you have needed to rely on someone else to help raise your child. Or if we get even a little further, I want to tell you about Hannah and recall your memory of Hannah. She's also a woman in 1 Samuel who's barren, but she does something even different. She says, okay, God, if you somehow make it possible for me to have a child, I'll give him back to you, and he can serve in the temple. I'll even be away from him for him to do this. And lo and behold, Hannah has a child, and she follows her promise, gives him up to serve in the temple, and is away from him. So this morning, if you have experience of being away from your child for long periods of time, for whatever reason, you are in good company with the pain Hannah knows. Or if we keep going further, I'm going to give you one more Old Testament woman, and her name is Ruth, because we heard her story read today. And Ruth is a foreign woman who gets married and then experiences not only the loss of her husband, but multiple other losses of men in her life. And she is widowed without any children young, but takes instead care of her mother-in-law. And after many more years and trials and strength, she unites in marriage a second time, does have a child. But today I want you to know, if you have experience of getting married and having aspirations of what that life could look like, but those dreams were shattered, and maybe you have experience of having a second marriage and the challenges of overcoming the risk of being vulnerable a second time, when you know what it's like to lose it all, you're in good company with Ruth. Now, I could go on and on and on. We have hundreds of women in the Bible, but I won't. But today, there's one last story we read about, and that's the story of Mary. And I want you to think about Mary Magdalene, because she didn't have any children of her own that we know of, for sure. And Mary and Joanna and Susanna are three women that accompanied Jesus and the disciples in their journeys. And Mary becomes the first preacher of all time. But Mary and Joanna and Susanna are all healed by Jesus, and then they actually mother him and his disciples, because they follow them around and provide for them wherever they go out of their own means. So lastly today, I want to say, if you feel like you don't have a place in the church because you're someone without children, then I want to tell you you're in good company with the first called Christian evangelist and three of Jesus's most trusted friends. And today, I actually believe the Bible says they are mothering figures to some of the most important Christian leaders of all time. So today, I want you to hear two things, if I lost you. I want you to hear two things. When we look at the Bible and we read about important people like Mary Magdalene, we see that women don't have to be mothers to have an important place in the mission of Jesus. And if you ask me, that woman who talked to me on Mother's Day a few years ago, I think she had it right. If we can call priests father, whether or not they have biological children, because they father a community of faith, I wonder if we can't expand the definition of mothering to all who echo a fuller picture of mothering and womanhood as well in our church. And secondly, I want to share, as we look at the Bible and we read about Eve and Sarah and Pharaoh's daughter and Hannah and Ruth, we see that there is not one cookie-cutter perfect mother figure. So if you don't feel like you match that perfect Christian mother ideal for one reason or another, I want to tell you you're in great company with the mothers of the Bible. And today I want to thank God for all of you who are mothering in our church. And I mentioned we have some chocolate for all of you when you leave. So please take as much as you want. And I want to thank you for your passion and faithful witness to pass on the good news, the faith of our mothers, to our next generation. Thanks be to God. Amen. Confess our faith together using the words of the Apostles' Creed. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
And do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
And do you believe in the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
God, today on this day, you are the God who creates, and we thank you for creating each of us unique and giving us life. Help us to use our lives to make a difference, to serve you and better the world. Lord, in your mercy. And God who knows pain, we pray for those who grieve the loss of a mother or grieve a separation from their mom today. We also pray for those who want to be or long to be a mom but cannot. God, hear our prayers. Lord, in your mercy. And God who works through us, we pray today for all mothers who are trying hard to raise a child or children in faithful ways. Be with all to provide strength, patience, and endurance for long hours of joys and challenges. Lord, in your mercy. And now, God, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray the prayer you taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now as you go today, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you and be gracious unto you. And may the Lord look upon you with favor and give you God's peace. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in peace, serve the Lord.